This is Town Square 49 Radio. For KSKA, I'm Dave Waldron. Today, we're getting crafty for the holidays. Natasha Price has been making handmade gifts as far back as she can remember. She's been sewing since she was 3, knitting since she was 6, and documenting her very own DIY projects on her blog, KnitNat AK, for about 4 years. Price likes making creative gifts this time of year.
I'm a dedicated thrifter. I've always been a thrift store shopper, and I really love getting inspired by the things I can find at a thrift store in the attempt to reuse the things that are already out there to make something new.
For Price, the benefit of thrift store crafting is twofold: giving something unique, but also not breaking the bank.
I don't have the ability to spend a lot of money during the holidays, so this is my alternative to giving something thoughtful and being able to save.
And for today's craft session, I've brought 2 used items, which I've been told can be turned into a multitude of gifts. An old Christmas sweater and a record.
Let's take out the record here. You've got the Ozark Mountain Daredevils. It's pretty awesome. I kind of want to listen to this.
Oh, man. Do you have a record player? We could. It'd be its final song. Swan Song.
Okay, Swan Song. You go to the thrift store, go to Bishop's Attic. They have records for just a couple of bucks. I like to try and pick a record that the target person would enjoy or think is funny. This is a good one, are you sure?
I'm starting to think I might miss this record, but I came here to craft. So we head to the kitchen where Price preheats her oven to 250 degrees and pulls out an oven-safe bowl.
And then place your record on top of the bowl and center it as best you can. And if your window is clear enough, you can turn the oven light on and you'll watch it get floppy. So we'll see how long it takes.
It only takes about a minute before the record begins to sag.
It's kind of relaxing, like, boo. And you can see that it's flopped all around the bowl. And then with the pot holders, I kind of shape the record how I want it.
When she's finished, the record almost looks like an open flower. Price says you can gift the bowl as is, but she likes to put plants in them.
Just put soil in it, and you already got a hole for drainage. It's pretty perfect.
But what about this album cover?
I would cut the album to the size of 8.5 by 11 paper, and then you take it to the print shop, and for just a few bucks, they'll put a binding on it, and you have a record album notebook.
Next up is my Christmas sweater. This one is vintage, covered in reindeer, trees, and snowflakes. Price decides to make a set of wine koozies out of the sleeves.
Taking the sleeve and putting it around the body of the wine bottle. And then you would just cut the sleeve right halfway at the bottom. Let's see. So then I just sew a seam across the bottom.
The seam is just one straight line, which Price says you can do by hand, but she prefers a sewing machine. She's finished in no time.
You could just give the wine bottle in and of itself, but where's the fun in that? Put it in a funny sweater sleeve. It's just going the extra mile. It's nice because you're giving the gift of wine, but with a little bit of DIY flair.
Price then cuts the torso of my sweater into one large square. She's planning on making a throw pillow.
You just kind of have to get creative depending on the design of the sweater. That looks pretty good, right? Centered. We're going to turn it inside out, and I'm just going to sew all the way around, but leave a little space, maybe 3 inches on one side, to stuff the pillow.
Again, Price sews simple straight lines, this time 4 of them. She fills the pillow with some stuffing that she got from the thrift store, and we're left with an incredibly soft and festive pillow. Now, there isn't much of this sweater left, just the waistband and a little fabric, but Price isn't finished yet. She decides to make a set of mittens. She does this by grabbing a mitten from her closet and placing it on the sweater as a guide. And just like the pillow, she cuts the desired shape out and sews up the edges.
Oh yeah, fits my hand perfectly. It's because I used my mitten as a guide. Look at how cool that is.
That looks really good.
It looks really good.
Simply put, I'm stunned. Price has just turned 2 used items into 6 gifts, and they look really nice. Price says this is the kind of thing that inspires her around the holidays.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with going out and buying a gift, but there's every once in a while there's something that I'm just thinking, gosh, this is just such a cool idea. I have to make it for somebody.
And if that something happens to be a sweater, you'll be glad you were on Price's Christmas list.
We got a lot out of that sweater.
We did.
And that's all for Town Square 49 Radio. To see my Christmas sweater's transformation, or to find out how to become a contributor, check out the Town Square 49 blog on alaskapublic.org. I'm Dave Waldron.